The Jean Jaurès School. We are in front of the Jean Jaurès School. The first stone was laid in 1852. But faced with the growth in population in the area at the end of the 19th century, the building became too cramped, and the construction of a new school complex was decided upon between 1924 and 1926. It includes the Jean Jaurès School for girls and the Benoît Malan School for boys and the nursery school. We'll come back to the second school in more detail later in our visit. Let's concentrate for now on the architects of the school complex. I can see their names are on the tips of your tongues, but not this time. It wasn't the Niermans brothers who were awarded this project, but the architects Lorenz and Roy. It's in the rationalism style in harmony with the progressive image of the Republican school. U-shaped, with the classrooms laid out on the playground side. The corridor is nearer the road. The buildings are brightened by long-panelled and pavilion roofs, covered gables and little steeples. The use of concrete also meant that spaces could be varied and projections could be included in the facades, while classrooms were kept light thanks to large horizontal windows. Let's head now towards the other school, the Benoît Malan. Carry on along the Rue Eugène Eichenberger, turn left into Rue Jean Nenig, and then left again into Rue Jean Jaurès. Stop when you reach the junction with Rue Collin and notice the wall that encloses the Jean Jaurès school. Do you see the monument? It's the work of the architects Lorenz and Roy in association with the sculptor José Martin. It's in honor of Jean Jaurès and is decorated with a medallion of his likeness. The school bears the name of this exceptional French politician. The monument has the following dedication on it. The town of Puteaux, to the great orator and defender of the humble. Carry on along the Rue Collin for another few meters. You have now arrived at the Benoît Malan School. Please continue your visit. See you soon!